I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has now joined other top officials in Israel to keep the fragile Gaza ceasefire deal moving forward. Both Israel and Hamas representatives say they're committed to the truce, but diplomats move carefully. Disagreements over hostage bodies, aid access, and control of territory could trigger a relapse. Brother Y with Global Catalytic Ministries says
there was massive destruction, and it's going to be so painful for people.
The war brought suffering to both Israelis and Palestinians. Pray for believers as they deliver help and the hope of Jesus to Gaza war survivors.
The only thing I am optimistic about is about the amazing gospel opportunities that are going to be presented over there. The only true healing, only true redemption, only true forgiveness can come through the gospel.
Also, at the end of November, Pope Leo XIV plans to visit Turkey and Lebanon. He will focus on peace, meet leaders, and encourage local Christians. Pierre Husny from Horizons International says,
it means a lot to the region, both to Christians especially, but also to Muslims.
Many Muslims see the West as Christian and in conflict with them, but this visit offers a different picture.
It means a lot to us that Muslims realize that the church is different than the Western governments.
This year also marks the 1,700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea.
The Nicene Creed itself, it represents something that brings together all Christians from all different denominations.
The visit also encourages believers in both countries. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through October 26th. Get your copy when you click the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.